2-Minute Crypto, Key Concepts, Part 1. Welcome to 2-Minute Crypto. This episode marks the start of a new series, which will attempt to explain in the simplest possible terms the key concepts which underlie the crypto market. It attempts to emulate the Feynman technique, a key component of which is the explanation of a particular topic as though to a child. I've opted for a young teenager as my guide. This process often unveils gaps in your understanding of a topic, facilitating iterative improvement in your understanding and your ability to discuss or teach that subject area. The series is aimed at providing crypto enthusiasts with a go-to source to outline ideas that are essential to engaging with the crypto landscape. Hopefully, each episode should be understandable by any reasonably open-minded individual, with little or no prior knowledge of the subject matter. In paring things down to the bone, many generalizations will be made. As a long-time member of the crypto community, you may find some of the descriptive language employed far too broad or too loosely applied. However, the goal of this series is to open the door to engagement, where the real process of learning and understanding can begin. So let's start at the very start. What is a cryptocurrency? A cryptocurrency is a type of digital or electronic money that can be used by individuals to make payments online. An example is Bitcoin. These payments can be made to anyone, anywhere, and don't need a bank to approve them. The payments are approved through the use of complicated mathematics that both ensure the payment is sent and received, but also help protect the security of the payment. The network or system on which Bitcoin exists is protected by many people holding an exact record of all previous payments on the network on their own computers. Unless a randomly selected number of these record holders, known as nodes, agree on the details of the payment, it will not be processed. Bitcoin has a limited supply. About 12 more Bitcoin are created every 10 minutes. This is an automatic process. There will never be more than 21 million Bitcoin in existence. However, it can be subdivided to allow very small transfers of value. Bitcoin is therefore a new form of money, but one which is not controlled by any country or state. It exists on a global system and is owned by no one and secured by math. Bitcoin is stored in a digital wallet, which works just like a bank account. However, the individual controls the wallet account, not a bank. For a small fee, Bitcoin can be converted to local currencies by using exchanges that function just like traditional money exchanges. In the same way, local currency can be converted into Bitcoin. As a new form of money, Bitcoin is currently volatile, so its value moves up and down a lot in a short span of time. However, over the coming years, it is expected to fluctuate in value more like a regular currency, with the added stability of a fixed supply, which should help it to maintain its buying power. There you have it. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts, suggestions, and critiques. Thanks for listening.